Listen to God's Word for January 6th. Today's reading is Job 10 through 15. May God bless this reading of His Word. Job 10. I loathe my own life. I will express my complaint and speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, "Do not condemn me. Let me know why you prosecute me. Does it please you to oppress me, to reject the work of your hands and favor the schemes of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh? Do you see as man sees? Are your days like those of a mortal, or your years like those of a man, that you should seek my iniquity and search out my sin? Though you know that I am not guilty, and there is no deliverance from your hand. Your hands shaped me and altogether formed me. Would you now turn and destroy me? Please remember that you molded me like clay. Would you now return me to dust? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? You clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and loving devotion, and your care has preserved my spirit. Yet you concealed these things in your heart, and I know that this was in your mind. If I sinned, you would take note and would not acquit me of my iniquity. If I am guilty, woe to me! And even if I am righteous, I cannot lift my head. I am full of shame and aware of my affliction. Should I hold my head high, you would hunt me like a lion and again display your power against me. You produce new witnesses against me and multiply your anger toward me. Hardships assault me in wave after wave. Why then did you bring me from the womb? Oh, that I had died, and no eye had seen me! If only I had never come to be, but had been carried from the womb to the grave! Are my days not few? Withdraw from me, that I may have a little comfort before I go, never to return to a land of darkness and gloom, to a land of utter darkness, of deep shadow and disorder, where even the light is like darkness. Job 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite replied, "Should this stream of words go unanswered, and such a speaker be vindicated? Should your babbling put others to silence? Will you scoff without rebuke? You have said, 'My doctrine is sound, and I am pure in your sight.' But if only God would speak and open his lips against you and disclose to you the secrets of wisdom. For true wisdom has two sides. Know then that God exacts from you less than your iniquity deserves. Can you fathom the deep things of God or discover the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens. What can you do? They are deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. If he comes along to imprison you, or convenes a court, who can stop him? Surely he knows the deceit of men. If he sees iniquity, does he not take note? But a witless man can no more become wise than the colt of a wild donkey can be born a man. As for you, if you direct your heart and lift up your hands to him, if you put away the iniquity in your hand and allow no injustice to dwell in your tents, then indeed you will lift up your face without shame. You will stand firm and unafraid. For you will forget your misery, recalling it only as waters gone by. Your life will be brighter than noonday. Its darkness will be like the morning. You will be secure, because there is hope, and you will look around and lie down in safety. You will lie down without fear, and many will court your favor. But the eyes of the wicked will fail, and escape will elude them. They will hope for their last breath." Job 12. Then Job answered, "Truly then, you are the people with whom wisdom itself will die. But I also have a mind. I am not inferior to you. Who does not know such things as these? I am a laughingstock to my friends, though I called on God, and he answered. The righteous and upright man is a laughingstock. The one at ease scorns misfortune as the fate of those whose feet are slipping. The tents of robbers are safe, and those who provoke God are secure, those who carry their God in their hands. But ask the animals, and they will instruct you. Ask the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Let the fish of the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? The life of every living thing is in his hand, as well as the breath of all mankind. Does not the ear test words as the tongue tastes its food? Wisdom is found with the elderly, and understanding comes with long life. Wisdom and strength belong to God. Counsel and understanding are his. What he tears down cannot be rebuilt. The man he imprisons cannot be released. If he holds back the waters, they dry up, and if he releases them, they overwhelm the land. True wisdom and power belong to him. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away barefoot and makes fools of judges. He loosens the bonds placed by kings and fastens a belt around their waists. He leads priests away barefoot and overthrows the established. He deprives the trusted of speech and takes away the discernment of elders. He pours out contempt on nobles and disarms the mighty. He reveals the deep things of darkness and brings deep shadows into light. He makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations, then disperses them. He deprives the earth's leaders of reason and makes them wander in a trackless wasteland. They grope in the darkness without light. He makes them stagger like drunkards. Job 13. Indeed, my eyes have seen all this. My ears have heard and understood. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. Yet I desire to speak to the Almighty and argue my case before God. You, however, smear with lies. You are all worthless physicians. If only you would remain silent, for that would be your wisdom. Hear now my argument, and listen to the plea of my lips. Will you speak wickedly on God's behalf, or speak deceitfully for him? Would you show him partiality, or argue in his defense? Would it be well when he examined you? Could you deceive him like a man? Surely he would rebuke you if you secretly showed partiality. Would his majesty not terrify you? Would the dread of him not fall upon you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Be silent, and I will speak. Then let come to me what may. Why do I put myself at risk and take my life in my own hands? Though he slay me, I will hope in him. I will still defend my ways to his face. Moreover, this will be my salvation, for no godless man can appear before him. Listen carefully to my words. Let my declaration ring in your ears. Behold, now that I have prepared my case, I know that I will be vindicated. Can anyone indict me? If so, I will be silent and die. Only grant these two things to me, so that I need not hide from you. Withdraw your hand from me, and do not let your terror frighten me. Then call me, and I will answer, or let me speak, and you can reply. How many are my iniquities and sins? Reveal to me my transgression and sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me as your enemy? Would you frighten a wind-blown leaf? Would you chase after dry chaff? For you record bitter accusations against me and bequeath to me the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks and stand watch over all my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. So man wastes away like something rotten, like a moth-eaten garment. Job 14. Man who is born of woman is short of days and full of trouble. Like a flower he comes forth, then withers away. Like a fleeting shadow he does not endure. Do you open your eyes to one like this? Will you bring him into judgment before you? Who can bring out clean from unclean? No one. Since his days are determined, and the number of his months is with you, and since you have set limits that he cannot exceed, look away from him and let him rest, so he can enjoy his day as a hired hand. For there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its tender shoots will not fail. If its roots grow old in the ground and its stump dies in the soil, at the scent of water it will bud and put forth twigs like a sapling. But a man dies and is laid low. He breathes his last, and where is he? As water disappears from the sea and a river becomes parched and dry, so a man lies down and does not rise. Until the heavens are no more, he will not be awakened or roused from sleep. If only you would hide me in Sheol and conceal me until your anger has passed. If only you would appoint a time for me and then remember me. When a man dies, will he live again? All the days of my hard service I will wait until my renewal comes. You will call, and I will answer. You will desire the work of your hands. For then you would count my steps, but would not keep track of my sin. My transgression would be sealed in a bag, and you would cover over my iniquity. But as a mountain erodes and crumbles, and a rock is dislodged from its place, as water wears away the stones, and torrents wash away the soil, so you destroy a man's hope. You forever overpower him, and he passes on. You change his countenance and send him away. If his sons receive honor, he does not know it. If they are brought low, he is unaware. He feels only the pain of his own body and mourns only for himself. Job 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Does a wise man answer with empty counsel, or fill his belly with the hot east wind? Should he argue with useless words or speeches that serve no purpose? But you even undermine the fear of God and hinder meditation before him. For your iniquity instructs your mouth, and you choose the language of the crafty. Your own mouth, not mine, condemns you. Your own lips testify against you. Were you the first man ever born? Were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on the counsel of God or limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we do not? What do you understand that is not clear to us? Both the gray-haired and the aged are on our side, men much older than your father. Are the consolations of God not enough for you, even words spoken gently to you? Why has your heart carried you away, and why do your eyes flash as you turn your spirit against God and pour such words from your mouth? What is man that he should be pure, or one born of woman that he should be righteous? If God puts no trust in his holy ones, if even the heavens are not pure in his eyes, how much less man, who is vile and corrupt, who drinks injustice like water? Listen to me, and I will inform you. I will describe what I have seen, what was declared by wise men and was not concealed from their fathers, to whom alone the land was given, when no foreigner passed among them. A wicked man writhes in pain all his days. Only a few years are reserved for the ruthless. Sounds of terror fill his ears. In his prosperity, the destroyer attacks him. He despairs of his return from darkness. He is marked for the sword. He wanders about as food for vultures. He knows the day of darkness is at hand. Distress and anguish terrify him, overwhelming him like a king poised to attack. For he has stretched out his hand against God and has vaunted himself against the Almighty, rushing headlong at him with a thick, studded shield. Though his face is covered with fat and his waistline bulges with flesh, he will dwell in ruined cities, in abandoned houses destined to become rubble. He will no longer be rich. His wealth will not endure. His possessions will not overspread the land. He will not escape from the darkness. The flame will wither his shoots, and the breath of God's mouth will carry him away. Let him not deceive himself with trust in emptiness, for emptiness will be his reward. It will be paid in full before his time, and his branch will not flourish. He will be like a vine stripped of its unripe grapes, like an olive tree that sheds its blossoms. For the company of the godless will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of bribery. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb is pregnant with deceit. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.